Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dadvice. It's me, the other ones too, and I'm happy to have you with me once again. For my second episode, you're going to have to use your imagination, of course. I'm going to have to tell you a little bit about a diaper comparison that I did here. I took Pampers and Huggies. Pampers Swaddlers and Huggies Movers, okay? And I took a shot glass, and a 1 ounce shot glass, and filled it with water, and proceeded to pour it into the center of the diaper. The Huggies held 12 shots before it started to leak. That's 12 ounces of fluid, so that's insane. Imagine a whole can of soda in a diaper. Think of it like that. As for the Pampers, though, the Pampers actually far surpassed my expectations with 19 shots of fluid, 19 ounces of fluid, and when I picked the Huggies up, the bottom was starting to get moist. The Pampers had yet to begun to do that. And it wasn't until 21 shots in the Huggies before it started to physically drip from the diaper. Whereas in the Pampers, it was the Pamper Swaddlers specifically, it was the 33 ounces of fluid before it started to drip physically from the diaper. So, way out surpassed the Huggies. If you are looking for the amount of absorbency, the Pampers did a really good job as far as that goes. The Huggies was not bad. I mean, it still held a way significant amount of fluid. However, I did notice that the Pampers and the Huggies both at about 13 to 15 shots, the plant matter material on the inside of them, that fibrous material that absorbs all the water, started to puff up and actually was able to come off onto my hands as I was doing the experiment. So if you prefer not to have those little plant fibers all over your child, I would suggest changing them when they're first wet rather than waiting anyways. But I mean, if you are going to wait, it's not about time. I would say it's about the amount of fluid rather than the time, because over time these diapers fall apart anyways when they're wet. It's just a matter of time from the time they get wet till the time they fall apart anyways. So just don't, you know, first of all, be smart. Don't put your kid in a situation that would be bad for your kid. I did this without my kid present. That way my kid wasn't actually having to go to the bathroom in a diaper, and I wasn't actually having to measure that. So like I said, be smart about it. You know, you are parents, so make sure you use your noggin. Show your little ones that, you know, you're an example to follow by, you're not there to hurt them or harm them or do anything or lead them down the wrong path, you know, that sort of thing. Of course, we all want to be the best to our children as we can, the best parents we can to our children, and most of us really are. Accidents happen, of course, and for that, you guys need to make sure you're just extra careful and on top of things, you know? Always watch your children. Always make sure you know where your children are, what they're doing, especially around water. It's summer. Come on, people. If you're going to have your kids by the pool, you need to have one adult per kid by the pool. If you have four kids, invite some family members over that don't have kids to come and help you watch your kids while they're in the pool. Some people that can swim, you know, some bigger kids or something even. Don't leave your kids unattended by water. Don't leave them unattended if they can access the water. Even a baby can drown in a bucket of water. So be careful out there, okay? And so, I never leave you guys without a tip, you know that. So my tip for you today is we're going to keep with the same basic water theme and everything. One great way to get your kids to really exert a lot of energy is to take them to the pool or a splash pad. One of my favorite things is the splash pad. So long as you don't let them run, they are usually fairly safe for the most part. Splash pads are a lot better of a place than a pool, in my opinion, basically for the safety factor of not being able to drown in water. And also, most splash pads have cool colors that come out of the ground, as well as, you know, the water that shoots out at different times and different heights and things like that. So it's a lot more interactive with the children as well. Great way for a kid to burn off a lot of energy before the end of the night, before dinner, wind down, and then eventually bedtime. So, something to keep in mind during the summer when your kids are hot and won't have a lot of energy because they've been cooped up inside all day. You can always try and exert that last little bit of energy by taking them somewhere like a splash pad at a park. You can actually look online and find normal parks in your areas that have splash pads. They're more common in the areas like Arizona where I live, but of course they are just about everywhere if you know where to look. So that's all I got for you today. Thanks very much for tuning in. And I will catch you guys next time on another episode of Dadvice. I'm The Other Ones Too, and we'll see you next time. Hey everybody, just one last thing before you head out. I'll make it quick for you. I just wanted to let you know, if you would love to be a subscriber of mine, I would love to have you as a subscriber. Dadvice is all done 100% by my own personal funds, so any subscriptions are definitely a plus and a help. I would also like any advice that you guys have for upcoming future episodes or anything you'd like to talk about. Go ahead and leave me a message and I will get back to you. Thank you all so much for your time and for listening. And until next time, I'm The Other Ones Too, and thanks for being here with me.